Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to iJive Urban Rich Radio with the one and the only Nikki Rich.
Welcome to iJive Urban Rich Radio. I'm your host, Miss Nikki Rich. We're live in the building today from Charlotte, North Carolina, as we do each and every Sunday through Friday. And we're kicking off something new today, which is called Inspiration Sundays. We're glad to be here, and we're glad to see another day that we can be able to share this moment, you know, with all of you. For those who are new and do not know, you can call in at 1-323-580-5749, and that is our direct line where you can press 1 to speak with our guests, or you could just listen. And we also have our chat room open for those who do not want to call in and listen over the phone. You can also listen online, so you can listen online that way. And we're so glad to be here today. You know, this is new for us, and like I always do, I always put God first in everything we do, in everything I do. And I know a lot of you do the same. And, you know, I'm just so grateful for what God is doing in my life. And, you know, I feel like, you know, I really need to possibly create a segment, an inspiration segment. And, you know, I just want to do it for myself as well as, you know, for others. Because, I mean, you know, we want to start the week off great, you know. And I also want to start it off with God, you know, in it. And I know that's the only way that I can do my best and always try to put God first. You know, for those who are not able to make it to church or what have, you know, this is a good time. You know, we can just, you know, inspire those who are listening, and, you know, people have their stories and different things, but, you know, in case somebody have a testimony that they would like to give, you know, this, we're going to use this time to do that. And we have so many guests on today. We're so excited about the special guest that's on. We have Ms. Jessie James. She's going to sing for us, as well as KMG, which is Kingdom Music Group. And we also have Neat Sweets. And she is a nonprofit, and she's going to be talking about her organization. And we're in the house right now. We have Ms. Jessie James, and we also would like to thank her for being with us. How are you doing?
I'm good, Ms. Nikki. How are you?
I'm good, and we're so glad that you're able to be with us tonight.
I'm happy to be a part, too. I'm really happy, especially what you were saying about putting God first. That is always, you know, that's my first goal in everything I do, to always put God first, because we wouldn't be where we are if it wasn't for him. So it's a privilege to, you know, to get to come online and be on the station and sing.
Yes, and I mean, I just always, you know, I always pray over everything I do, you know, and I just want to put God first in this. I want to put him, it might be hip hop playing or what have you, you know, country or rock and roll, whatever. We're open to all, you know, genres, but it doesn't matter. You know, God, you know, I'm a Christian, I'm saved, and I put him in everything we do. You don't, there is positive music. It doesn't have to be negative, you know?
That's absolutely right, and I completely agree. I believe that they're just different forms of communicating with God. And, you know, some people have different forms. Some people believe in certain things, other people believe in other things. But as long as we know that we serve one God, then that's all that matters.
Exactly, because nobody's perfect, you know?
Exactly.
Nobody but God. And he still got talked about. So what goes to say that we won't get talked about or anything that's going to happen to us? Because you have this perfect man, you know, and he got so ridiculed and talked about and everything else. So like a lot of people say, well, so-and-so talking about me or whatever. Okay, God was talked about.
That's so true.
He never said a word. He didn't say a word. And he died on the cross for all of us.
He sure did.
I want to go to our guests, too. They're in the house. KMG, what's going on?
Yo, what's up? What's up? It's KMG. We in the building, live on Nikki Radio.
And you have Miss Jessie in the building, too. She's out of Greenville.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's out of Greenville. Well, we're going to get back with you guys. We want to learn a little bit more about you, Miss Jessie. Tell us about you and what's going on with you.
Okay, well, I am a singer and songwriter. I'm currently working on a new project. I already have an album out online right now. It's called Afraid of Love, and it's available in over 30 stores. And I thank God for that because it's been doing pretty good. So I've been really working a lot on my writing now. I'm changing up the style a little bit, and I'm trying to put more me into it, writing more off of inspiration to try to really reach people. So that's what I'm doing right now.
Well, that's awesome. Well, I wanted to start the show off, you know, with I like to do like a prayer and a scripture and a, you know, and a song. And if possible, we can get you to do a song today for us, getting started into the program.
Okay, I would love to.
And also, you know, I'm going to, you know, get one of the guys from KMG to do a prayer. So we're gonna type them back in. I know we have some prayer warriors on the phone. So one of the guys, you know, I'm here, Miss Nikki Rich, you know, KMG in the building, as well as Jessie Jane. And so will one of you guys start us in prayer right quick?
Yeah, I got you. You ready?
Yes, we ready.
Okay. All right. Father, before we do anything, we got to tell you thank you first. We thank you for this day already. We thank you for this point now, God. We ask that you touch this radio show, touch the host, touch all those that's involved right now, God. We ask you that you move somebody, empower somebody, and set somebody free by the words that we say or the songs that we sing. We give you glory already in advance. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. All right. That's what I'm talking about right there. Some praying man.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
That was
sir.
Good. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to move on with our scripture. And our scripture today is coming from Hebrews 11:1. And it is, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Through faith we understand that the world we're framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do not appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead, yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him for before his translation. He had this testimony that he pleased God. He was able to please God. And but without faith, it is impossible to please God. So you must have faith, guys. You must have faith. Because without it, you know, you're not able to please God. And for he that cometh of God must believe that he is who he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So if you have faith and you continue to seek him, you will be rewarded. You know, God is always rewarding his people. And by faith, Noah being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Abraham, he didn't think, you know, he didn't think about what was going on. He just went ahead and prepared an ark. And by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should, after receiving for his inheritance, he obeyed and he went out, not knowing whether he was where he went. And by faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling, tabernacle with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise, because he promised them the same thing. And for he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith, Sarah herself received strength to conceive a seed. She was able to have a baby and was delivered of a child when she was past age. She was older. Sarah, because she was an older lady. And she was able to conceive because she judged him faithful who had promised. And he promised her, you know, you will have a baby. And therefore sprang there even of one in him as good as dead. So many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the sea, short, innumerable. But the point is, you know, faith is the substance of things hoped for. You know, you long as you believe, and you believe in Christ, you believe he died on the cross, you believe in him, you will be rewarded. I mean, you should always believe. You don't have to see it in your face, you know. God is there. He's always with us. So, you know, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of the things that is not seen. So that was Hebrews 11-12. So you can go reread it. You know, I found a little tongue twister because I was reading, but I felt that this was a good scripture because I can relate. I trust God and I believe in him. And, you know, I know he's gonna provide anything that we ask for and we need, because we are his people. We are his children. As long as you are, you know, trusting in him and praying and believing in God, that's what's going to happen. So, yeah, we're excited about this Inspiration Sundays, and we're glad to be here. And we're ready to go. We're ready to have Miss Jessie James. Are you ready, Miss Jessie?
I am.
All righty. Well, we ready to hear a little bit of Miss Jessie, and we're going to get back with her and our guys KMG in a few minutes. But let's go ahead and get started, Miss Jessie.
Okay. Before I get started, I just want to say, you know, you were talking about faith. It's very important for everybody to know. A lot of times we focus on the things that we can't see, and we forget about the things that God has promised, the things that we cannot see. And sometimes the things that we can see lie to us. Sometimes they tell us that we might not be able to reach our purpose, but we have to continue entrusting in God and knowing that the Bible says that God is not a liar and that he is able, and he will always do what he says he will do, what he's promised he will do. The song that I'm going to sing, it's one of my favorite songs. It's a song that was made popular by Carrie Jovi. It's actually called Revelation Song. So here we go. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Holy, holy is he. Sing a new song to him who sits on heaven's mercy. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Oh, yeah. Oh, 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 oh. I will adore you. Oh, 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 yeah.
Hey, girl. You got people parents be like, say, girl. That is awesome. Yay. Go, Tissy. You sing it, girl.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Can we get more?
Okay. Okay. Okay, I can sing another one of my, another favorite one of mine. It's called Redeemer.
Okay.
Who taught the sun where to stand in the morning? And who called the ocean? You can only come this far. Tell me who chose the moon where to hide till evening? Whose words alone can cast a falling star? Well, I know my Redeemer, he lives. Oh, I know my Redeemer lives. Let all creation testify, and this life within me cry, and oh, my Redeemer lives. Oh yeah, the very same God that spins things in orbit runs to the weary, the one that the weak, and those same gentle hands hold me when I'm broken. They've conquered there to bring me victory, and I know my Redeemer.
just appreciate you, you know, coming on, sharing that. That is so lovely. Now, if somebody wanted to get in touch with you and book you to sing, you know, let us know how they can contact you.
If anyone would like to contact me for singing, they can call my manager at 864-349-7056, or you can also email bookjessiejames@gmail.com, and that's bookjessiejames@gmail.com. You can also contact me at Twitter at Ms. Jessie James, and that's MZJESSIEJAMES.
Well, we appreciate, you know, we're greatly appreciative that you have came on, honey. You did your thing.
My pleasure. Anything. I always definitely, you know, I'm always more than willing to sing it, especially when it is for God, because he gave me the gift, so I must always be willing.
And I think we have a caller on the line from a 704-719 number. We're going to go to that person. Caller, tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Marcel Clyburn. I'm calling from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hi, Marcel.
Hi, Nikki.
We're so glad to have you call in for us today, and you're listening.
Yes, I'm calling to hear Kingdom Group.
Okay. Awesome. And we have
Miss Building.
Yeah. Okay. Did you hear Miss Jessie James on as well?
I did. I caught like the very last end, but she sounds really, really good. You have a beautiful voice, Mama.
Thank
She's
you.
She's been doing her thing. I actually got a chance to be in the studio with her, and it was just so awesome. I mean, God is just really moving, and it's just so good to be, actually, for me to experience somebody in the studio, as well as I know just for them to record, you know, I know it was awesome experience. To be in the studio with her, and it was just so awesome. I mean, God is just really moving, and it's just so good to be actually, you know. So I'm just so glad, and I'm so glad Marcel has called in, and I'm so thankful that Miss Jessica James was able to just come in and share her music with us. And we're so blessed to have KMG there in the building. And everybody, I mean, they did such a wonderful prayer, these guys. It's so many young people that's just really moving. I mean, and it's spiritually, you know. So I'm just so thankful. And Jessica, would you like to say anything else before you go?
Well, I just wanted to encourage everyone, anybody that has, you know, that has any dreams or feels that they have a destiny, a call on their life, to never give up on that call, no matter how hard it seems, because, you know, we have to go through certain things in order to prepare us for our purpose. So don't be discouraged by disappointments. Don't be discouraged by people that may down talk you, because realize that the gift that God gave each and every one of us is not for us. It's for the people that he wants us to touch through him. So we have to think about, if we don't reach our purpose, who are we preventing from being saved? Who are we preventing from knowing more about God? You know, it's not just about us. It's about the people we touch and the people we reach. So that's really important to think about when you're, you know, when you're making sure that you're going after your destiny, no matter what discouragement, you know, may come your way. Nobody ever said it would be easy, but God didn't bring us this far to leave us. So that's pretty much it.
Well, we're so excited about what you got going on and what you're doing, and we just had to have you come on and sing for us. And I hope you still tune in to the guys, KMG Kingdom Music Group. They in the building. Yeah, stay on, and we're going to talk to them right now.
Okay, well, I will still be listening.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye.
All righty. We're so glad. Kingdom Music Group in the building. What's going
yes,
on,
ma'am.
Guys?
We good. We good.
Yeah, yeah, nothing
we're,
much.
We're excited. Miss Marcel, she's on, and she just called in, and we're so excited to have you guys on, and we would like to first thank her, you know, for even, you know, connecting us, because that is the reason, you
yeah.
know, we own.
That's right. So salute the both
so,
of y'all.
So, you know, we want to first thank her.
Appreciate it, Marcel. Like I told you, thank you for everything. Thank you, Nikki, for just allowing us to come on your show. We humble. You know, it's all about connections and relationships. That's what people need to realize. So I really appreciate both of you all.
Yes, and y'all been working hard, I hear. You've been busy in the studio and just been doing big things.
Trying. We're trying. God's grace, we're trying, but... Yeah, we got some stuff coming up, and we're excited. So that's where we at right now. We're just excited.
Well, first of all, we want to play one of your songs, and then we want to get back to the interview. And we're going to get back with you guys. And we have a song, and it's called Little Girl. Can you just tell us a little bit about Little Girl?
Well, it's called Daddy's Angel. I have a daughter, my guy, I'm JC, by the way, but my other guy, D. Walt, he has a daughter, and we wanted to just offer up a song in reference to them and give them adoration and just talk about, it's bigger than just a song about children, but it's men taking a stand as being in their children's lives. So people that have children, especially men, it's just a song to encourage you. If you're not doing what you're supposed to do, get on the job. There are angels in there giving to us from him, so we're here to take care of them. So that's what the song is about, Daddy's Angel.
Daddy's Angel. So everybody, you're tuned in right now to Kingdom Music Group and Nikki Rich, the host of iJive Urban Rich Radio, Daddy's Angel. And if you want to speak with these guys, you can call 1-323-580-5749. So we're going to that right now.
Thank you.
Yo, 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 what's going on, baby? This your boy Swag Daddy, checking in live, Avalanche ICNT in the building. Y'all already know, Darlington, South Carolina, stand up. Major shout out to my girl, Nikki Rich. Y'all already know what it is. iJive Urban Rich Radio. Let's go.
Welcome back to iJive Urban Rich Radio. I'm your host, Ms. Nikki Rich. We live in the building with Kingdom Music Group, a group of young guys that's just making moves right now in the music industry, gospel as well, you know. So we're live here with them guys. They just doing their thing. And, you know, if you want to talk to them, you can press 1, and you can also call 1-323-580-5749. What's going on, guys?
Yo, what's up, Nikki?
We good, man. Like I said, still excited. Still excited.
Yeah, excited. I was feeling that.
Yeah.
That is so
appreciate
sweet.
It.
I love it.
Thanks. Appreciate that. All the men out there, all the dads, step up, do your thing.
Right, right. Our kids need us out there, man.
Yes, that is awesome. I see we have our phone lines going off right now. We have someone from a 919 number, and we want to get to that person. And hopefully tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Tell us your name and where you calling from.
Hey, this is Michelle with Selections Entertainment. I have to call in and support my boys.
Oh, hey, Michelle.
What's up, Michelle?
I just
Selections
want to
Entertainment.
Yes, they actually did my gospel fest about 3 weeks ago. First annual Praises Go Up and Blessings Come Down Gospel Fest in Raleigh, North Carolina. So I just want to let everybody know these guys are talented. Don't sleep on them. They're very talented. They did an excellent and great job. And look out for them. Be aware. They're very talented and very positive brothers. So, again, I want to thank you again for performing for the Gospel Fest and helping spreading the word. And you guys did a great job.
Absolutely. Appreciate
it.
We appreciate
Michelle.
The love, man. Really do.
And that is so nice. That is so nice, guys. I'm just so excited for you. Y'all are just doing
Thanks.
Big things.
Thank
We excited, man. We got to loosen up, baby.
And Michelle, can you...
A little tight, man.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, we're very humbled, man, to, you know, have the opportunity to even, you know, showcase our talents and actually, you know, do things, you know, for God in the godly way for the youth and whoever else is really listening that we can really touch and empower, man, because this is really a movement, you know what I mean?
Right.
So we really just want to, you know, speak out to the world, get everybody's attention, get everybody on board, let everybody know that KMG, we here, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it is, so.
And I hope, have y'all been recording these events and venues that you've been working, that you've been performing at?
Yeah, if you go, you can go online, youtube.com / Kingdom Music Group GRP TV, Kingdom Music Group TV. They got all of our events. They even show us in the studio working, commercials, live, studios, everything. That's where you can find, you know, the visuals of what we do. But, yeah, we're working and every day, getting stronger. And like I said, I appreciate the support, what we create. We appreciate the support from everybody. Like I said, it's all about the love and appreciation. So that's what it is.
And y'all got a movement going on. I mean, a positive movement. And
right.
I mean, that's a blessing in itself.
That's what it's about, though. That's what it's about.
Exactly.
If we could just if we could just drop one little seed.
Exactly. Yes. And is Michelle still on the line?
I'm still here.
Tell us a little bit about Selective Entertainment as well.
Okay, I'm not going to get too deep because it's about the Kingdom Group, but Selective Entertainment, we're event planning business. We have provide 4 services. We do event planning, wedding coordination, catering, and advertising. So, again, I met these wonderful guys for the tryouts for the Gospel Fest, and they, you know, I realized, you know, during the tryouts they were good, but I didn't really realize it until the day of the show, and they did an awesome job. They came deep. They brought a to the radio station you brought too, right?
Yeah, big up to them, KMN1061.com. They online radio station. They a part of us too, so they came with us. So yeah, we a whole family. We everywhere.
Yeah, big shout.
We ain't dying. We multiplying, baby.
Well, I love that song. We already putting that in rotation. I'm telling you that.
Oh yeah. Appreciate that.
And I just want to say again real quick, their music is something you can actually listen to, because I'm the, you know, the guys pretty much know me. I'm a step outside of the box person. I'm real picky. So me being in the entertainment business, I have people emailing me all the time saying, hey, check my music out. Can you help me in this and that? And not to knock anybody, but I'm the type of person where I'm like, okay, I'm listening to this, and I'm like, okay, this sounds like the same stuff over and over, or it's something I don't even understand what they're saying.
Right.
So for me to listen to the guys and listen to their music and go on their website and go on their Facebook page and actually listen to the whole thing, you know, that says a lot without me cutting it off or saying, okay, this sounds like the same stuff over and over. So, again, these guys, they are very talented, and, you know, please support.
Yes.
Well, yeah, you know, you got our full support here, guys. KMG, I mean, you got our full support here. I mean, we do nothing but wish you the best and success.
Appreciate that,
baby.
For real.
Get it. We 100% focused.
Yes. Yep.
But we haven't got a chance to know, actually, who you are. I know we got some guys on the line. Tell us who you are and a little bit of your background.
You want to go B or something?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'll start off. My name is Brian, you know, actually Brian Rogers. I'm out of Durham, North Carolina. You know, stage name is BZ or whatever. I've kind of known my man Jay or whatnot, my man D-Walk. I've known them since we were kids. We all come from the same neighborhood out here in Durham, North Carolina, which is Greenwood or whatnot, for anybody that's listening that knows about that area. We came up, you know, since second grade or whatever, you know, kind of got into music at an early age at my man Jay's house. And we used to do a little bit of recording there. And from there, we just kind of blossomed. And, you know, at the end of the day, we went our separate ways. I went to school at A&T and did a little bit of recording there and whatnot. Got my degree in business management. So when I got back home, I guess it was the gift of God to, you know, connect me back with the brothers. You know what I'm saying? Once we got back together, we started putting this music together. And this is where we are right now. So, you know, that's a little bit about who I am and where I came from, and that's what it is. We're just humbled, man, just excited and humbled to even be recognized for our talents and, you know, who we are and, you know, the movement that we're actually moving right now.
Right.
And you educated. See,
yeah, oh, definitely educated. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, I'm JC, for everybody. I'm JC, Jay Chosen. I actually... I put together Kena Music Group. It's an independent label. We're not even a year old. Like B said, we've been friends for years. And we all kind of, like I said, grew up and went our own way. They were doing their thing, school, work, what have you. And I've been doing praise and worship for over 10 years. And really, God just put it in my spirit to just do something new, especially where we live at. It's a lot of bad examples and violence of that nature, but we just wanted to be a positive influence. And what happened was, I just pitched the idea to my boys, and they saw the vision and grabbed a hold. And because of that, because of being obedient, see, that's what a lot of people don't do, because of fear. Sometimes you just have to be obedient to the voice of God. And I obeyed, and because I obeyed, he's opening up these doors. So we give no credit to us. You know what I'm saying? We're just the instruments that are being used, but at the end of the day, it's all about him. Like I said, we are labeled, and everybody is talented. You know, it's all about using your gifts in the right vein. So that's what we're trying to do. So that's a little bit about me.
Absolutely.
Awesome. That is so awesome. And we're so glad to, you know,
have you in it. And also we have a, in the chat room, we have some people in the chat room. And Charissa, I think I'm saying it, Sawyer, she said.
Oh, chat, you know, Charissa, yeah.
Yeah, that's our people.
Yeah, she said she's so proud of y'all. And, you know, she's like, this is so awesome. And she's so glad that you're able to, you know, be on here and share your music and everything. But, you know, big shout out to her and her support for y'all and iJive, you know, just listening. And to all our guests that's in the chat room, the chat room is pretty full. So, you know, shout out to all the guests that's tuned in right now, you know.
Shout out to everybody.
Appreciate that.
And our phone lines as well. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in to Kingdom Music Group, as well as Jesse James earlier. You know, we're so proud of these young people. We're proud of y'all. We had a good prayer, scripture, and song. You know, we come in together. We are as one, you know, and we're doing it. We all have different, you know, visions, but we're working together to achieve them.
Right.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah,
shout out to Teresa again, though. I got to do that because y'all don't understand. She's been there since day one from groundwork. Her and Takara Jones, them two, they've been there since square one, man. And I really want to thank them. Like I said, thank Michelle again and just thank everybody. I can't thank you enough, yo. You can't never tell people thank you enough. So I thank you too, Nikki, for real. Like, that's sincere.
Exactly.
And Jessica James, I always call her Jessie, she's in the chat room and she says that y'all are amazing. So shout out to y'all. You know,
shout out to her too. She was
live
too
in the chat room right now.
Shout out to Jessie. Yeah, big ups. Yeah. You know, appreciate that. That's
all
that's,
love,
that's
man.
Word. That's real.
Mm-hmm. So
it's Kingdom Music.
Kingdom Music, man.
Yes, and we're about to get to some more Kingdom Music. I had
let's go.
We had a song. It was called Love, I think it is. Love.
Yeah, L-O-V.
That's like the we're gonna, you know what I mean? That's like the ladies' anthem. I think we both can explain it, but I really need y'all to listen to it. You really got to listen to this song. It's a great song. I know we all young, but I know ladies is tired of trying to beg they man to come to church and feel like you want a leader. And everybody knows if your relationship is going to blossom, God got to be in the midst of it. And we're coming from that angle. And B, you can tell some more about it, but that's the gist of the song. You're not going to move but so far if he ain't in the midst if you're trying to do something real.
Exactly, absolutely. I mean, that's the tip of the iceberg, which Jay was just telling. I mean, we all coming from a different point of view from three different angles. My man D-Walt go first, and then, you know, I'm on the second verse, and, you know, Jay Chosen is on the last verse, and we all just come up from a different perspective. And, you know, once you listen to it, you'll kind of hear where we're coming from. I'm coming from with a perspective with I'm in a relationship already. D-Walk is coming from a perspective where he's trying to, you know, he's building a relationship with somebody new that he just met. And, you know, Jay Chosen is coming from where, you know, he's already married in a position, you know, to you know, exploit his talents, I guess, with his lady or whatever. And we just putting it out there, and we're coming from all three different perspectives. And that's how I kind of linked up and connected. So you got something from, you know, the beginning to the middle and to the very end of a relationship, and that's how it's built, along with God in it, because, you know, there's no way a relationship can go on without God. So that's where we come from, L-O-V.
Check that joint out.
All right, L-O-V. E.
The music, man.
My life is usually kinda hectic. And I just love the way you came in and intercepted my mind. Body and soul was spinning out of control, yeah. Came in and took a hold and got me on the right track. You planted some stars and quasars. You must have traveled in no Haley's Comet, cause your personality's a solid. God sent a falling star from heaven, who came crashing in my life and impacted me like 9/11. You're a sick who planted most death, was on the journey for my quest, love. Yeah, God made you the roots to creation. That's why I give you the best of. I'm trying to be an L-O-V-E-Y-O-U. This is what I'm trying to pursue. J-E-S-U-S, yeah, it's got to be involved in order for us to evolve. I'm trying to be an L-O-V-E-Y-O-U. This is what I'm trying to pursue. J-E-S-U-S, yeah, it's got to be involved in order for us to evolve.
Yeah. Red or green pill, girl, it's your turn. Life is based around choices, you live and you learn. Spiritual lessons, praise my blessings, leave us confessor. So I got a special package from God, so that's the best. I just wanna love you, I don't wanna fight. So let's take this love places to another height. Let me brush upon your mind I can stimulate. But I swear this life we love will take us to a phase. I swear this love, but it's got me locked up in a maze. And I swear your love has got me caught up in its maze. Strength was born with the godly give and give, you know, with the calm, cool, collective spirit. The world is yours, mom. You blaze with that bliss, also deadly with that kiss, with those godly giving lips. Got your boy getting right from those push ups to those dips. And I love the way you walk with those godly giving lips. You're in my life for a reason. Now ain't that a trip? Trying hard to balance love and life without losing grip. I love your beautiful skin and your dark brown eyes. You like a round 5'6" with that wonderful smile. You're a diamond in the rough, you're one of a kind. So let's keep our paths clear so we can follow the signs. And let Jesus shake the wheel, because we ain't gonna stop until our love is complete and we both gonna be high.
Hey, yo, what's good, y'all? This your dude, Stylistic. Right now, you tuned in with my homegirl, Nikki Rich, on iJive Urban Rich Radio. Let's get it.
Welcome back to iJive Urban Rich Radio. I'm your host, Miss Nikki Rich, and this is Inspiration Sunday. And today we're kicking off a new segment of inspirational gospel with different artists, different people that has businesses going on, just different things going on. So we're kicking it off. We have Miss Jessie James. We have right now in the building Kingdom Music Group. And in our second half, we'll have Miss Neat Sweet.
and we're excited about that. But right now we want to get back to Kingdom Music Group and the phone lines. Right now we want to kick it out to the phone lines, guys, and see what's going on. I see a 336 number. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Malcolm Briggs, Greensboro.
Hi, Malcolm. Max, how are you doing?
Good. What's good? What's good? What's happening, baby? You know what it is. It's your boy. Man, what's happening in the Kingdom Music Group? You know I'm behind you, boys.
Appreciate it, my boy.
Yeah, man. I've been following these cats for a minute, man. Got to really enjoy them at the Gospel Fest a couple weeks ago.
Nice.
They're doing it really big Salute. Right now, man.
Salute, man. He in the Greensboro area, like I said. Man, check out KMN1061.com, DJ TBE, DJ Mr. Exclusive, man. So we salute him, man. Thank you, bro.
And I'm also going to have to connect with you, too. You're going to have to check out my email as well.
I got you. I definitely got you. They put me on to you today. You know, we all trying to make major moves, you know what I'm saying? DJ TBE Exclusive, KMN1061, we trying to do it big. We got four nothing but back for my boys right there, Cam. KMN Group, Kingdom Music Group, I'm rocking your shirt right now, baby. You know what it is. I got y'all back 100. Salute.
Y'all got clothes, too? Y'all better do it.
Yeah. Yeah, man, Kingdom Music. Kingdom Wear.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's a movement. It's a movement. Yeah. Y'all think we playing. It's a movement, man. It ain't even, like I said, it's about positivity and growing as a people, man. It ain't about pulling each other down.
Never. We're not going to go nowhere. Nobody can move with anything pulling you back. You know what I mean? I mean, that's just logic. You know, if you got somebody on your shoulders, you're never going to go up. So, you know, you just got to work together. It's easier together, you know what I'm saying, than one. You know what I mean?
Right.
Exactly. And we thank you for calling in today.
Oh, no problem, man. I appreciate that. And definitely, Nikki, I didn't know about you, but I definitely will be checking in on you and hope we can get together sometime, do some business. You never know. Might be meant to call in here today for something major and big.
Exactly, because, you know, here at Nikki Rich and I Jive Urban Rich Radio, we trying to do it big. You know, we see the bigger picture here.
Yes, I totally understand that. And you definitely have my support. I'm definitely always trying to support my North Carolina family, man.
Exactly. And we support you as well, and that's why I want to hopefully get your information and let everybody know that you can contact me on Twitter at @NIKKI_RICH, or you can follow me on Facebook, www.facebook.com/TheRealNikkiRich. And you can email me at NIKKIRICH79@gmail.com.
Definitely. I got my hands full right now, but I know my fam will get me the information.
Oh,
I'll be
yeah.
With you, Nikki. Keep doing it, man. Keep doing your thing, Nikki. I like what you're doing here. First time I heard of you, I'm loving what I'm seeing. So, Kingdom Music
Thank
Group,
you.
Stay up. Nikki, do your thing, man. This TBE
Thank
right
you.
Here. Holla at y'all, man.
Salute. Appreciate that, Matt. No doubt.
And we also have another caller, and you know, I was hoping to talk to Miss Marcel again, but we also have another caller at 919. We want to get to that caller. And caller from the 919, tell us your name and where you're calling from. Hello? I'm not sure what's going on with that. But we thank everybody that's tuned in right now to Kingdom Music Group. These are a group of young men that's just, you know, making moves right now. And it's not only just the music. I mean, this is gospel. That you can't find that too much nowhere. And we just so grateful and thankful that y'all are just, you know, just taking it to another level. You just was at the Gospel Fest, and
You're doing big things, guys. You just got to keep your head straight. Like, that's what my mom always say, keep your head straight.
Yep, that's right. Absolutely.
keep your name clean, you know.
Yeah.
Just keep going.
Absolutely. We got a lot of, different events coming up, too, in the month of July. So July is going to be a hot month for KMG. I kind of want to keep some things in a goodie bag, and I don't want to let out too many surprises for everybody. But you can check us out. I'll tell y'all one thing. Out here in the 919 area, you can check us out for the Les Long show. That's an actual audition that we're going to be doing. It's at Soulless Lounge out in Raleigh, North Carolina, July 16th. And we're auditioning to actually be on his TV show. So that's one of the things that we got going on in July. We got something big coming up in Charlotte that Marcel put us on, too. So we definitely appreciate everybody and all the connects that we have right now. And that's really, really trying to help us move this movement, man. That's where we at.
Right. Also, August the 6th, man.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was saying August the 6th, we got a back-to-school drive. That's in Pimlico County, North Carolina, back to school bash, and Keenan Music Group. We'll be performing live out there, too. It's going to be a lot of kids, a lot of giving back to prepare them for the next school year. So that's a great event, too. Shout out to Project Each.
Shout out to Project Each, right.
Yeah, they're a nonprofit organization that do big things in the communities for kids and just other charitable events. So, yeah, it's a great cause.
Shout out to Project Each. Project Each, everybody.
Yep.
So they doing big things in the community.
Yeah.
That's where it's at right now. The community is what needs to be touched right now because, like you say, you turn on the news every day, you know what I'm saying? It's absolutely nothing good almost right now. You turn on the news, everything is kill, still, you know. So at the end of the day, man, we got to put a positive note out here for these kids that's on the come up. Like, look. You know, what's going on now and what you see is not real life, you know what I'm saying? But once you get introduced to God, like, into, you know what I'm saying, to the real life, into the real world, then you'll be able to understand what it is, the true meaning of being successful within God. So,
right.
Where we at?
He's still the answer for the world. They don't get that misunderstood. You hear that? It might sound like a cliche, but Jesus is still the answer for the world, man, I'm trying to tell you.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And we're so grateful that y'all are able to come on to let those also that is tuned in right now. I also have a nonprofit, which is Steppers Enrichment Program. We're growing. We're building right now. We're teaming up with other organizations. And I'm so excited because I was able to, talk with the founders of Project Each, too, and we hope to connect and, build with both our groups, as well as Miss Marcel and her group as well, a group of women, just strong women that, business women that are, they have their movement just going, and it's all positive because we all can work together and, again, I would like to shout out those that's working in a community. I was able to speak yesterday and at the Albemarle Rose Center. It was meeting in the ladies' room. And I would like to thank Keisha Cox of the Albemarle Rose Rec Center for inviting me to speak. And I was able to meet different people and authors from nonprofit. It was just amazing. And even when I'm on Twitter, I'm able to network with different people. And I think, God put people in our path for a reason.
Absolutely.
That's right.
And Miss Neat Sweets, I mean, I had such a good meeting with her, and she's coming up right now, in our second half. And we just so thankful to have these different nonprofits or for-profits, is everybody just needs to come together and work together. We're excited about just connecting because I know I've been in Charlotte for 7 years, and I didn't even know that these organizations were here. But it's about who you know, and if you get out there and you're working in the community, you will know. You get to know these people. But if you're at home and you're not doing anything, you would never know.
Right. Stop being a couch potato, people. Get out here and, you know, be a part of the movement.
Right.
Exactly. Even my dog is a part of the movement.
I hear him back there. Shouting out. Shout out to the dog in the back.
What if you?
They support us.
Yeah. But if you are at home, log on. And follow us.
Your other song as well, it was Reach. And we're going to go to that. And we're getting ready for Miss Neat Sweets to come in as well. And that organization to come in and learn about that group. And we're so excited about that. It's going to reach out. Guys.
Say what now? I'm sorry. Say it again.
Reach out.
Oh,
your next song?
Puzzle, yeah. B can tell you about that one because he birthed that song. And this is a real song, man. It talks about the calamities that's going on in the world and just confusing about what's going on. So this is just a real powerful impact song. He could tell you about it because he birthed that. So, yeah, he could tell you more.
Yeah, you know, that was a song that I kind of actually had down in the bottom of my heart to kind of really, you know, put some lyrics to it and really put out there to anybody or to the world, anybody that's listening or whatnot. But it's really a whole lot of things out here in this world that's going on. So you got to really listen to the lyrics on this one because, you know, lyric by lyric, it talks about different aspects and what's going on in the world right now and, you know, trying to clean up and what's going on. Actually, we got my man D-Walk. He's on the second verse, and I'm on the first verse or whatnot, and Jay is on the hook. And it's a very humbling type of song, you know, to really reach out to the streets, you know, to these people out here that's really on these street corners that's out here killing or whatnot. I mean, this is really touching them. So that's where we are with this, and it's called Puzzled, and that's where we are. It's Kingdom Music.
All right. Well, we're going to go to Puzzle, and then we're going to go to our next guest in our second half. We're going to take a break after that, and we're going to go to Puzzle. But can you tell us how we can get in contact with you as well before we go to Puzzle? Can you tell us in case they wanted to book you or your Twitter page
yeah.
or your Facebook page?
Follow us on Twitter at Kingdom Music Group, and that's the group spelled GRP at Kingdom Music Group. That's Twitter or our individual pages at JChosen_KMG. The YouTube is the same, / Kingdom Music Group TV, GRP, same thing with Facebook. Follow him on Twitter at ACTNC101. And that's what it is. Well, email us at kingdommusicgroup@gmail.com.
Right.
All right. Well, here we go. Puzzle.
Kingdom Music, man.
Everybody wanna get the glory, and I just wanna let God shine, let God shine. Everybody got a story to tell, but I just came here to tell your mind. At the end of the day, he gave us his life, so I'ma give him mine.
Yo, yo, I can feel the flame of the fire burning through my soul, praying on my sins, working hard as I can though, trying to fight the pain for change to remain sane. I guess we
away from my loved ones. What's the questions? What's the answers? What's the problem? He read on that cross to set us free. Sex, money, and murder. It's bloodshed on these streets. Now, don't you see my fight? Don't knock my ride. I'm in shame when my auntie died. I didn't show much emotion inside, but I cried. I'd do anything just to see you alive. Because you never know when it's your time to go. So let me break it down and say this prayer real slow. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. The courage to change the things I can. The wisdom to know the difference. Now listen, I'll sit back and give y'all nothing but good lyrics.
Everybody got a story to tell, but I just came here to tell your mind.
I just came to tell your mind.
And everybody wanna get the glory, but I just wanna let God shine.
I just wanna let God shine.
Everybody got a story to tell, but I just came here to tell your mind.
Yeah.
End of the day,
end of the day,
you gave us a fight, so I'ma give my mind.
Hey, this reality is just a dream. In reality, can't even make my nightmares scream. Revelations of prevalence to what's relevant. And no human can make the change, not even president. Or just a panorama, and these do the propaganda. And filter through fallacies that they try to hammer. And to ya, medulla, there is only one ruler, and that's the Lord. Christ the Lord, is my The press is a weapon that they use to abuse us. Our destiny is what Satan wants to refuse to sign me. Try to do better, try to weather the storm. But Satan wants to attack and make me silent and born. So I'ma just keep on fighting till the life is gone.
Life is
they
gone.
Prayed up, worship, get my righteous on. Lord, please help us in our time of need.
Shout
I'm down on my knees.
Hey.
With some mercy, I just can't understand why they want to try to knock us. Why they really want to stop us? Because we're trying to save our doctors. We're trying to save our mothers. We're trying to save our children. We're dying in some buildings. We're dying in the streets. We're dying in the field. We're fighting on the war on Hamburger Hill. Who's running from the cops? Because they're playing on the block. When they would ever stop? I don't know, but
everybody got a story to tell, but I just came here to tell your mind.
I came to tell your mind.
And everybody wanna get the glory, but I just wanna let God shine.
I just wanna let God shine.
Everybody got a story to tell, but I just came here to tell your mind.
Yeah.
At the end of the day,
reach out and help me.
All right, all right. You are tuned in to iJive Urban Rich Radio. I'm your host, Miss Nikki Rich, and we're live with KMG, known as Kingdom Music Group. And they are in the building.
Yeah, it's Kingdom Music. Yeah, that was puzzle for y'all out there that was listening, man. And, you know, that was a very humbling song that, you know, kind of touched a lot of people out there. So, you know, that's what we want to do is touch people's hearts, man, and try to make a big change out here for the world. So that's where we at.
Well, Kingdom Music Group, we thank you for being on. We hope you stay tuned because we're going to learn about Neat Sweets right now. We hope y'all online and, you know, just continue listening to iJive. And we thank you so much. We wish you all the best and success and know that you can come on any time, you know, and just not today, because your music will be played, you know. So it's not, this is not the last time. And we also always support our artists and everything. So, you know, I'm always shouting it out or always playing music and, you know, just following up on what our artist does. So, you know, this is not the last time.
Thanks. Shout out to Marcel again for even connecting us with you. So, yeah, definitely we support you 100%. Just want to say that again and thank you so much again.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, shout out to, you know, Marcel, Chat, Takara, Mac, Mr. DJ Exclusive, all our supporters, Godson Photography, Selections Entertainment, AC Productions. I mean, we spread out across across North Carolina, man. I mean, this is what we do, you know. So
Kingdom Music.
That's who we are. That's what it is. And we hope y'all tune in and listen to us.
And also shout out to Avalanche Ice, which is known as one of three members in a group. And one is Swag Daddy. And Avalanche Ice also said shout out to Kingdom Music Group. They're pretty hot.
Ooh, man. Salute, man. real. That's love right there for real.
Yes, so we're going to go now to our next guest, and that, and we're so excited about this because we're learning about different organizations, and that's what we love to hear. And, you know, I'm just so excited to have Neat Sweets on, so we're excited about that. Hi, how are you doing? Hello? I'm not sure if the phone was muted, but we're going to check back again, make sure. Hey, how are you doing?
Nikki, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
We are so excited about you being here and Neat telling us about Neat Sweets, your organization.
Yes, I'm actually excited. What's going on with our organization. But Neat Sweets is a nonprofit organization in Charlotte, North Carolina, where we reach out to young ladies that are victims of commercial sexual exploitation. And what that means is young ladies that are in prostitution, or they're, you know, having difficult or having issues with trying to decide between their insecurities, and sometimes their insecurities make them go in a direction of where they feel like they have to, you know, be in a different, I was in the lifestyle of the sex industry where my insecurities had got to me, so I decided to start a nonprofit reaching out to these young ladies that do feel insecure and do feel like they have to make certain decisions that can turn their life in a different direction. My therapy to get through my past was my cakes, so that's why the name Neat Sweets is so important, because I took a cake and just decided that I would get past my lifestyle through that and reach out to other young ladies and mentor and sponsor them, because I found that when I was able to teach cake decorating to these young ladies, that they would open up about their issues and talk about why they make the decisions that they make. So this is what we're working on currently in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Well, we are so excited, and we know that you're making cakes and you're doing big things, I mean, in the community. You're working with young people, and I'm just so excited to have you on just to, you know, tell us everything, like, as far as the things that you do within the community and with the young people and some things you have already done and some of your accomplishments.
Well, right now we're currently mentoring young girls. I do a lot of volunteering within the community as well. We definitely give back through a lot of our donations to reach out to these young ladies. We're doing a lot of fundraisers for these young ladies to represent for the community, and also through selling our cupcakes, so they do get the opportunity to make their own cakes and, you know, sell their creations as well. We are in the process of working on safe houses for these young ladies, because I am doing a lot of mentoring in the jails, and when these young ladies come out and they don't have anywhere to go, this would be a safe house for them to be able to talk about their issues and just get back on the right track. So we're doing a lot in the community, though. We get a lot of donations and a lot of support from different organizations. And just overall, I would like to bring a lot of nonprofit organizations together, because I feel that we are so separate, you know, and we all have a passion to want to help, you know, people, whether it's young ladies. We, you know, this is why we get into this field. But without having the support from each other, I feel like we need to have more of that and really build our community, you know. And if we're going to have these separate nonprofit organizations, let's come together like a united way, basically, and, you know, just bring all of our inspirations and everything that we're trying to do in the community together to really, you know, give back.
Exactly. And that's all we need. You know, everybody get within the communities and working together. It'll be stronger than ever. You don't know what will take place if you just work together. You know, it'll be like a takeover, a nonprofit takeover. And exactly, you are so right. That's how the United Way is. I mean, you are exactly right. So, I mean, everybody get in together, working in a community and not just doing it, you know, one time here and just to have a name.
you know, really get involved. There's so much going on right now. These kids, grown people and all, we all need to try to help those in the community. Kids
right,
need a lot
right.
of guidance. Some are not getting the guidance that they need because a lot of their parents are young and just really not paying them no attention or, you know, because they might be working all day just to trying to maintain for that child. So, you know,
right.
the children try to get love elsewhere. So we want to work, you know, within the community and everybody support Neat Sweets. I mean, like she said, she's making these cakes. She's making it happen. And I know you do. I know you do all types of cakes for all events. Like, do you do weddings and different things like that?
Well, yeah. Overall, each cake represents recovery. Each cake represents helping another, and each cake represents any young lady that feels like she's insecure, feels like she's not good enough, and feels like she has to put more value on her body than her mind. So it's really important, you know, just to say that because, like I said, my cakes helped me get through this past lifestyle that I never thought I would leave. And, you know, to be able to reach out and talk to young ladies about that because, like I said, you know, they're getting younger by the things that they are doing. So if you can reach out to them while they're younger and work with them and whatever issues they're having, insecurities they're having, you know, and just be positive role models for these young ladies, you know, I mean, it'll be beautiful, you know, and we all can't do it alone. But, you know, my goal is to really create that and to work with nonprofits and to, you know, us all come together and work with each other to make it happen for our youth, you know, because they need us. So that's very important to me. I do different birthday cakes, wedding cakes, and things like that, and each cake represents recovery. Like I said before, you can find my cakes on neatsweets.com. Or you can find Neat Sweets on Twitter and Facebook.
So everybody, please go check out neatsweets.com, and you can also check her out on Twitter as well. And like she said, each cake represents recovery. So, you know, you go order a cake, honey. You know, that's a road to recovery. So We're trying to support her and her nonprofit and everybody. That's what we're here to do. We're a positive radio show, and we're trying to put out a positive vibe, you know. And our show, we have, you know, we want to inspire others. And like I said, today is Inspiration Sunday. But we want to inspire others to do what they feel and what their passion, as well as to inspire them as somebody might be going through, and they might be listening today, right now, at the different artists and Neat Sweets. You know, they might be tuned in right now and might not have been even having a good day, but, you know, we can brighten their day by just, you know, our positivity on the radio or anything that might, you know, trigger them to, you know, have a better day, the music, anything. So, you know, everybody, we're looking to inspire all and support everyone. That's what our radio station is here for. And we're so glad that Miss the group Neat Sweets was on, you know, came on, and we're so glad to have you here.
Thank you, and you know, this is really God inspired for me because, like I said, you know, my faith back then was a little bit, I didn't have faith before, you know, and to be able to overcome that and just put it in God's hands and just talk to Him about my issues and my problems has really helped me go forward with, you know, pursuing my dream and pursuing this organization and making sure that I'm a voice for these young ladies and that they know that they can talk about their issues and talk about what's bothering them to avoid from making the decision that I've made because I've already made that mistake for them.
So to be able to, you know, I'm just blessed because to be able to bounce back from that and then really reach out to other young ladies and talk about this without them being scared to talk about it, without them feeling like people are going to judge them, is very important because we keep a lot of that, we keep a lot of those issues in, and then things happen later, and then nobody understands why or why this young lady is like that or why does she do all these different things, you know. And if we could take that and really turn it in a positive direction for them, you know, like our butterfly project is taking a young lady from a caterpillar to a butterfly, you know, and working with her on her insecurities and her issues and making her a better person so that she can show someone else. And that's what it's all about, showing somebody. After you've recovered, you can show somebody else, you know, and be a positive role model, sponsor for that person. So this is really a movement, you know, and it starts now, and I'm very excited about it, and I'm very excited about collaborating with organizations that can help to make this happen. So we are currently accepting any kind of donations, clothing donations, anything that, you know, you feel will be appropriate for young ladies, and just any support.
And, you know, if any kind of way that we can help at iDrive Urban Rich Radio, we can, please let us know, because we're here to support you 100% and your organization as well as anybody else, Project Each, we're there to support them as well. And we're just here. Any way I can help, I'm willing to do what I can. You know, so I'm just here to help you guys, and you know, if it's to get the word out on what you're working on and what you're trying to do, I'm here to support you guys.
Well, and we're here to support you as well. So I thank you for getting with you today, and it really was inspiring. And you know, just plan on doing bigger things than this, and really just staying positive in the process. You know, so I appreciate being on your show today to be able to explain my organization, because it means a lot to be able to get the word out, you know, and it goes further than here. You know, I really want to spread the word and bring a lot of awareness as well, so I appreciate it.
Anytime. And we also have a caller on the line from the 704-719 number. We want to go to the phone line. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Marcelle Clyburns from Charlotte, North Carolina. I just wanted to call in and give a big shout out to my NAAA sister, Neat Sweet.
All right, I'm going to shout you out, too.
Hello again, Nikki. You have my favorite people on the radio today. I'm loving it. You have my favorite people on the radio today. I'm just loving it.
All right, right, definitely.
Yes, and we're so glad that we were able to contact, you know, come in contact with these guys. And you are, you know, it was just so awesome that you contacted us about these guys. And, I mean, we're just truly blessed.
I mean, well, you know, both of them are doing really good things. You know, especially, you know, Neat Sweet. I am really excited to be working with her organization. I mean, I was touched by her story. And, you know, and I know that, you know, with your help and, you know, and other, you know, nonprofit communities in the area, you know, as well as other businesses, you know, we will be able to, you know, help catapult our children to the next level. So I'm really, really, really excited about the projects that, you know, that Neat Sweets has going on, as well as your organization. So I'm really excited to be supporting both of you.
And I'm definitely excited to be working with you as well. And I appreciated you the other day, and you're very inspiring to me. And it was great to meet you the other day. And I'm just looking forward to all the opportunities that's coming this way. And I'm blessed. So I really appreciate you as well.
Oh, same here. Same here. So, but I just wanted to call in and give a special shout out, you know, to both of you young ladies for doing such a wonderful, wonderful job in the community. So I'm sure other people are calling in, but Nikki, you know, please, I'm going to be talking to both of you very, very soon.
Tell us about your organization as well.
Oh, well, yeah, I didn't want to make it about me, but Neat, Sweet, it was Nikki. I'm trying to, you know, I'm still trying to court you, is part of the, you know, National Women's Leadership Association. And it is an association of a group of women, you know, that a group of business women in the Charlotte and surrounding area community where we are all coming together, you know, to uplift, empower, and educate. You know, if you are out, you are a woman that who owns your own, and you're looking for additional resources, or you're just looking for, you know, please, you know, reach out to us. You know, we're on meetup.com. You can find us at the National Women's Leadership Association on Meetup. Reach out to us, and we will be happy, you know, to embrace and, you know, share with you what we. Because, you know, one of the things that I found is, you know, you just never know the person sitting next to you could have the resources that you're looking for, or, you know, could be able to reach out and be a blessing. So that's, you know, what we are all about is uplifting,
right,
empowering, and educating women in business.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. And what is the organization again?
It is called the NWLA, and NWLA stands for National Women's Association. Because, you know, of course, we women, we are, you know, the true leaders of the family, even though the man stands head of the household, but it's us that is that power behind the man. So the families in businesses as well. So, you know, just please, you know, anybody, you know, you're out there and, you know, you're a woman that who owns your own business, you know, definitely go on meetup.com and join us. You know, we'll be more than happy to have you.
Excellent. And it sounds like an excellent organization. And we're excited about the moves that y'all are making in the Charlotte area and community. And I know it's growing. It's getting bigger and bigger.
It really is, you know, and thank you for, you know, your support and, you know, giving, you know, me the opportunity to even, you know, be able to tell, you know, everyone out there about us and, you know, and meet Sweets, you know, just by, you know, NWLA, you know, being involved with you. I mean, I just know that, I mean, right, you know, right about now, I just know that this is a really, really good fellowship and, you know, and it's really going to, you know, help, you know, inspire and, you know, and reach out to others, you know, because one of my things as well is to, you know, is to be able to show our young ladies, regardless of their nationality, regardless of their background, is that, you know, they just don't have to settle for the norm.
Right. That's just so powerful. And I feel like if we can just, you know, just keep this just going and just stay positive and support each other, this just can go so much beyond. Like I was telling Nikki, like my whole vision is to create a united way, you know, for black people. You know, I feel like we need that, and I feel like we need just a whole circle of nonprofit organizations, but we're all supporting each other and we're all, you know, reaching out to the community.
Exactly. You're breaking up, hun.
I'm moving around in my house, sorry. But thank you so much, you know, Nikki, for giving me this opportunity. Nikki, we will definitely talk soon. So I'm going to drop off and let you ladies go and let somebody else call in. Thank you so much. And
thank
blessings
you.
To both of y'all.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, we're so excited to have Ms. Marcelle on. I mean, I wouldn't have had a Kingdom Music Group unless it was through her, you know. And they was my friends and everything, and we talked back and forth
But, you know, it, some people, you know, so many people on Twitter and everything else. So we're so glad that we were able to connect with these young guys that are doing their thing in the gospel, you know, not only in the music industry, but they doing it inspirationally and in the gospel. You know, they're into the gospel. So that's awesome. And as well as Miss Jessie James. And she's doing different things, and they were able to connect. And, I mean, I'm so glad to be here with the organization Neat Sweets. It's just a blessing. It truly is, and it's inspiring. And it's inspiring for those, you know, who are trying to do something. And like you said, I mean, that's the bigger picture, to create a United Way. That's your vision, and I see it happening.
Yeah, we just got to stay positive and support each other. And like I said, NWLA, shout out again to Miss Marshall, because that's a beautiful connection and, you know, a beautiful thing that we can surround ourselves and be able to empower each other. And, you know, it starts with that. It starts with us to be able to empower each other so that we can empower others to do the same thing, because that's what you want. You know, so I'm definitely motivated to make that happen, you know, and I'm determined to make it happen, you know, and just coming from my past lifestyle to be able to be here is a blessing, and I only see going up from here, you know, so I'm very excited.
And, I mean, you're making my birthday cake, so I'm excited about that. That is a biggie for me.
Yes, you just made you just made a great donation. So, you know, that's definitely appreciated. So, definitely, that's what it's about. Support.
And, you know, that is the thing about that is one step to recovery. That's the good thing. You know?
Right.
And we're so excited about that. I cannot wait. Because my birthday, for those who don't know, is this Saturday, July 2nd. As I tell everybody, my birthday, July 2nd. So I had a little song like, my birthday, July 2nd, my birthday, So, you know, it seemed like it takes forever to come around, but I'm excited about my birthday coming up this Saturday. So for y'all listening, you know, y'all can send me a gift if you want.
Definitely going to make a beautiful cake. So,
oh yeah, and we got an 843 caller, and we wanted to get with that 843. What's going on? Hello. I'm not sure what's going on. You know with that. Let me try again. Hello, caller, you on the air? What's going on? But anyway, we're just so glad to have, you know, you on. I mean, we, you know, like, I was reading the scripture today. I mean, I was just so excited. I was like, I want to do a scripture. I want to do a prayer and a song, you know, just to start it off. And, you know, I was also checking out my, you know, I wanted to start it off like a devotion. And I was also reading, while I was reading, I found that, you know, devotion, what is, you know, some might not even know what a devotion is. And a devotion is setting my desire and hope upon God, you know. Set your affection on things above, not on things on earth.
Yes.
You know? And that's out of Colossians, and that's out of Colossians 3:23. And it's, again, like I said, you know, I mean, it's off of 3:2, Colossians 3:2. And it's setting my desire and hope upon God, because that always, like I say, I put God first in everything I do. And so, you know, and that's what I felt like. I really wanted to you know, do. I felt like I wanted to have a little devotion. And that's why I, you know, wanted to have the prayer and the scripture and stuff. So I thought that was good, and it went so great. I mean, the guys had prayed, and we had Jesse to sing, and I just so grateful and thankful that that had taken place. So, you know, I'm so glad, and I'm just thankful for this opportunity today. For you to tell about your organization, and God is just so good. He's so good.
Yeah, he's good. He's good all the time. You know, even when you don't understand what's going on, you know, it's just keep walking. You know, and I had to really believe in that and believe in myself to just keep looking forward and don't look back. You know, so even when I don't understand, I just still try to do it because. You know, I'll understand it later, you know, so, you know, I'm grateful that I got a wake-up call to be able to really start this organization and then really reach out, you know, and be a voice again, like I said, so.
And can you tell us one more time how they can get in contact with you about your cakes and just, you know, whether it's on Facebook or Twitter or email, just give out your contact so in case they want to get in contact with you.
Well, we can be reached at 980-406-0953. It's a telephone number. Neatsweets.com, that's www.neatsweets, NEETSSWEETS.com. You can also find Neatsweets on Twitter, which is Neatsweets85. And you can find us on Facebook. You can like our page on Facebook and also join our member page on Facebook. So, and that's Neat Sweets on Facebook.
Well, we thank you again for tuning in, and we hope this is not your last time, and you can keep us updated on what's going on with Neat Sweets, any events that you are having or attending. You know, you can just let us know at iJob Urban Reach Radio. We will be here to announce, or you can even come on and announce yourself.
Right. Definitely will be back in contact with you for sure. And any events and any upcoming fundraisers, we definitely will announce. So.
And just so our listeners know, we on Sunday through Friday. And we rolled out the Sunday today. We normally on Monday through Friday, but in July we're switching the gears, and we rolled out Sunday through Friday at 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. We have on Sundays Inspiration Sundays, Monday Shop Talk with JV, and we also have our on Tuesday we have Trash It or Cash It. Trash It or Cash It is where we play indie artists or underground artist music. We see if we want to put it in rotation so you can either trash it if you don't like it and cash it and that's if you like it and we'll play it. Then on Wednesdays we have Unwind Wednesdays, and on Thursdays we have Throwdown Thursdays where we have a DJ mix and freestyle battle. And on Friday, we have Get Heard Friday, where we have artists call in, they rap, they sing, or poetry, or whatever you do, and it's called Get Heard Fridays. And we have a lot of artists that's coming on this week. We have Kaijan from the St. Lunatics. We also have the Outlaws, which is Tupac's old group. We have a group of also, we have some indie artists as well, so we're excited about that. But again, this is a positive radio station, and we're trying to, you know, support everybody in anything that they're doing and their vision. So we thank God for being here today, and we thank you for sharing Neat Sweets with us today.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for allowing me to be on the show. And a special shout-out again to NWLA. Let's all join up under NWLA instead of United Way.
Yes, exactly. Let's do that. And thank you again for being with us.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Thank you again.
Mm-hmm. And right now we want to go back. You know, we're going to end the show, and we thank you for our first Inspiration Gospel Sunday on iJive Urban Rich Radio. And we're going to go to our artist that was on, KMG, Kingdom Music Group, and we're going to play this love song. And, you know, check it out again. If you didn't listen to it earlier, we're playing it again.
To have it to hold, I'm trying to be a
Welcome back to iJive Urban Rich Radio. We are glad that today we had our first show, Inspiration Gospel. We're blessed to have our guest that called in, and also our guest that was able to be on the show. We started off with Miss Jessie James, known as Miss Jessica James, and then we had Kingdom Music Group, as well as Miss Neat, the organization Neat Suite, and Miss Marcel. We thank you for tuning in, and all the different radio stations and organizations that call in. We thank you, and we thank you for tuning in to iJive Urban Rich Radio. We are truly blessed to have you guys listen in, and we're thankful. And I wish everyone the best in all that they do, and you know, their vision. Everybody has a vision. Everybody has goals. And I would like to give a very special shout out to D Slate of the D Hour Show. And D Slate, you know, we're so glad to have you. You know, we know he had his, I think it was his second year anniversary. It might have been his first, but he had his anniversary yesterday. And we wish him all the best. His show is a very, you know, it's a very sophisticated show. I mean, he got it going on up there. And, I mean, he has so many awesome guests, and he just got it going on. And you can catch the D Hour Show, and it's on each, and it's on certain times, but you can find out. But the hours is at 11 p.m. Eastern time. And I want to get the definite time. So, D-Slate, if you can hit me up, you know, tell me when the D-Hour Show is exactly, you know, the times and dates, and we can let everybody know. And we want to let him know that we support him in all that he does. I mean, this man is a hardworking man. I mean, plus he's doing the show. It's a lot, you know, it's a lot. So, and he still has time to come on and support iJive Urban Rich Radio. And that's something he doesn't have to do. He doesn't have to come on and support the show, but he does. And we are so grateful and thankful, I mean, because he's just working hard and doing his thing. So, you know, we support the D-Hour Show. And if you want to know the exact times, you can also go check it out at www.blogtalkradio.com/D-Hour Show. And that's D-H-O-U-R. And you can check it out there on Blog Talk Radio. Please, everybody, do that. Please go check out the D-Hour Show at www.blogtalkradio.com/D-Hour Show. So check him out, you know, and just see his times and everything. And, you know, like, again, we support you, the site of the D-Hour Show. And we wish you all the best and success. And we thank you for, you know, just taking your time to come on and check us out. Because you don't have to, but you do it. And that's love. And, you know, that's that brotherly love and that sisterly love. Because we're stations. We're not competing. We're working together. And shout out to Clear J and our other stations, Diva Mary Kay. And also shout out to also to Swag Daddy, Avalanche Ice, and shout out to those who are tuned in. And we thank you so much for tuning in to iJive Urban Rich Radio, and we wish you all the best, much love, happiness, and success. God bless you all. Hope you have a great week.